Daphne.
She gets 7 hours. And there's a marker.
I don't know. Depends. I'm very tired. I went to sleep late last night. But the Icarus got to learn. Okay, let's go, guys. Let's begin. Okay? All right. All right, we left off yesterday. We're in the middle of the Tysus on Daf Beis and Beis and Maskel Yesh Bo. Just to chazer over, we had a line in the Gemara. In the Maskonas of Gemara, we said that the bottom line is that Rav Hanan says the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim is talking about a situation. Talk about a situation when you're Machzekes Rosh of Arubo. If you're Machzekes Rosh of Arubo, what's it then? If it's higher than 20 Amos, Rav Yehuda says, good, come say it's possible. But if the Sukkah is more than what? More than Rosh of Arubo, but Shulchano, we said that everyone holds its Ksheira. That was whose opinion, Rav Hanan. However, Rav Huna, in the Maskanas Gomara, what did Rav Huna say? We go from Shiva Tochim, we go from Rosh of Rubo, which is Shiva Tochim, until Arba Amos. In that range, more than Arba Amos, Divri Hakos Ksheira. So that was the Maskanas Gomara that we learned yesterday. And the bottom line is that we said that, they're really not arguing about Hechsher Sukkah. Everyone agrees the minimum size of a Sukkah is what? Shiva Tvachim al Shiva Tvachim. That's agreed upon according to everyone at the end of the day. The only one of the three approaches that did not jive with Beizim and Aleph was which? Was Rav Hanan. We don't know who Rav Hanan hold, what his theory is at all. We know that Rav Huna goes with Abzerah Shadow, and we know that Rav Oshia goes with who? Rav Oshia goes with who? Rabba that holds what? That holds what? Cognition. Shlita Vaina. Is that correct? Yeah. It's interesting. I just was thinking this now. I want you to get it down in your notes. It's just interesting that Rov Rishon Paskin like Rava, but the Gemara on Bezim and Bez doesn't fit anyone according to Rava. No? I think that's an interesting Nakuda. I want you to get that down. Despite the fact that Rov Rishon and Dani Paskin like Rava, none of the Shitas on Bezim and Bez fit in with Rava. Okay? That's interesting. Despite the fact that what? Despite the fact that we paskin like who? We paskin like Rava. If you'd have asked me, I would have said that's a raya to the minority opinion of Rishonim, who was, I forgot already, you remember? Who was the Miri? Who was the minority of opinions that held like Rava? Do you remember? If you hold like that, I want you to get down. I would have said, listen, if I have to decide between Rava and Rava, and Rava was the Rebbe, do you remember that? Which Rishonim you should remember? I'm giving Musa to myself. Which Rishonim were the ones who said he held like Rabba, Rabbeinu Chananel, Baal Yitter, and the Ravid, right? Yeah. Those Rishonim held like the Rabba. And you know what? One of the Sfaras was that Rabba was the Rebbe, Rabba was the Talmud. Remember that, Adam? So you always go like the Halacha, like the Rebbe, against the Talmud. You know what I would have added on another Sfar like those Rishonim? I would have added on that on Bezim and Bez, when the Gemara tries to fit in the three statements of Rav into Bezim and Aleph, nothing fits in the Rava. At least one of them fit in the Rabba. No. So I would get that down. That's a svar I thought of would be another reason to defend what? Why those Rishonim would paskin like Rabba. Okay? But at the end of the day, Rav Hanan, we don't know. And everyone paskins, we have a minimum size of a sukkah. Okay. So let's see the Tyson side. Tyson's Yeshba, Yosem, Yarbama, Safila, Mal, and Yashim, Ksherim. Before we do that, Tyson's, let's just see the Haki Garcinan. Let's look at that small Tysus. We'll do that first, and then we'll get to the Tysus Yeshba. Everyone see Yachai Garcina Rabbeinu Chananel? Bishlam, that's Hachi Garcina. Hey, Gimel, you got to know. It's Hachi Garcina Rabbeinu Chananel. Bishlam, Rav Oshia. The Rav Hanan and Rav Huna lo pligi. Out of Rav Oshia. There are two different topics. The lo yoyev shiru lemeshka chule. Because Rav Oshia didn't discuss width or length. What did Rav Oshia discuss? The walls touching the schach. Rav Hanan and Rav Huna talked about dimensions. So that's why the word lo pliga appears. The phrase lo pliga means they don't argue, Marty, because they're two different topics. He was talking about the walls touching the schach. They were talking about what? Adam dimensions. So that's why it's lo pliga. The Yakus of Rabbeinu Chananel, however, Rabbeinu Chananel had a different gears. He also quotes, Yesh Gorsim pliga. What's pliga? Arguing. Because from the other perspective is, the fact that Rav Oshia did not discuss dimensions shows that what? He's arguing that's not the Nakuda dimensions. So there are two ways, it's semantical. At the end of the day, Yehuda, how you view it, whether it's a plig or not plig, it's semantical at the end of the day. But the truth is that, Lomaisa, I want you to understand what it means, lo plig when plig. Okay. Now let's look at Taisvis Yeshba. Says Taisvis Yeshba Yosir, and I wanted to just mention, before we get to the Taisvis, please get this down. The halacha of Rabbeinu Yoel yesterday that we learned that if a Chanukiah, where's Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph? I don't think I stressed that yesterday. Where's Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph? That's Hilchos Chanukah, not Hilchos Sukkah. The Rabbeinu Yoel is quoted by the Tur that says if you have a Chanukiah above 20, it's Ksher if the wall goes up all the way to the Chanukiah. And the Tur says it's dead wrong. Right? The Tur said it was dead wrong. Because the Tur is assuming you're not going to be able to notice it. The Rabbeinu Yoel says you're going to be able to notice it. It's not a problem at all. So that's in Hilchos Chanukah. I want you to get that. A lot of guys didn't see it yesterday because we couldn't find it. We found it this morning. We were Baruch Hashem, were able to find the Tur. So the Tur says you're not going to notice the Chanukiah, Donnie. Therefore, even if the wall goes up, he says not going to notice it. The Rabbeinu Yoel says you're going to notice it. So how does the Beis Yosef defend the Rabbeinu Yoel? He quotes who? The Mari Abua. And what is the Mari Abua Svara? The Mari Abua Svara is that what? Is that the svar is what?
The airspace.
Is that the airspace lamaisa? The airspace is not going to damage you. What do we say damage you? Doesn't mean sunlight per se. It just means what? It's not going to what? The airspace is not going to pollution. Whatever the other is not going to hurt you. Because as someone pointed out yesterday in Shir, I forgot, we light it at night. Who pointed out yesterday in Shir? Avram pointed out night. It doesn't mean sunlight. It means the avir. So lamaisa says, if you can apply that third svara, one sec, Marty. If you can apply that third svara, then what? The third svara we had yesterday. What was the first svara? First svara is you're not going to notice, right? With the mavui, it's too thin, and the chanukah, you're not going to notice. What was the second svara? The feeling of being enclosed, right? That was the second svara. What was the third svara? The notion of the avir. Excellent. So the avir being sholeh is not going to have a problem when it's the wall. That's how the Beis Yosef defends Rabbeinu Yoel. Comes along the Bach, it's ridiculous. He says, I don't think Rabbeinu Yoel is right, Lamaisa. I don't think Rabbeinu Yoel is right. Who says that's true? What, the other is going to be damage you? We had trouble understanding it too. Moreover, what did Tosis and the Ron say? They didn't say a word about what? Other being shemazik you, yes? So Tosis and Ron scared clear of it. So what did the box say? The box says it doesn't think he's right. Halach l'maisa. So what did the Dark Emotion point out in the bottom to Marami Prague? What did he point out in the bottom? He says, why are you utilizing Rabba? We don't hold like Rava. We hold like who? We don't hold like Rava. We hold like who?
Rava.
Rava, exactly. So how did the box save it? Granted in Hilchos what?
Sukkah.
Granted in Hilchos Sukkah, we don't hold like what? We don't hold like Rava. But we can transport Rava's theory to Chanukah. Why not?
We agree with the
Svara. And what do we add on to that? I added on in Seder that I want you to get down in your notes now. What do we say from the Marcheshes? Even in Hilchos Sukkah, who buys the theory of Rava? Even though we pass like Rava. Who did the Marcheshes say we said yesterday? Who did the Marcheshes say? Which Rishon said bought the theory of Rabbah? The Rambam. Even though the Rambam paskins like Rava, but he also imports the theory of Rabbah. So even in Hilchos Chanukah, even in Hilchos Sukkah, we have the theory of Rabbah. Everyone got that Cheshbon? Donnie, you got it? David, you got it, Clor? This last Nakuda?
Yeah.
The Bach, the Marami Prague on the bottom says, why are you importing Rabbah Sfarah, Rabbeinu Yoel? We don't hold like Rava in Hilchos, we hold like Rava, like Rav Rishonim. First of all, there's a meter Rishonim passing like Rava. Our first Nakuda day in Shir was we had a Sfarah to what? Passing like Rava. Because what? Rava at least fits in with one of the three in Amud Beis. Rava doesn't. Okay, but number one, he says we don't passing like Rava. Our response is there are Rishonim that hold like that. Number two, even if we don't passing like Rava, we passing like Rava and Sukkah, but import the theory of Rava and what? To Hilchos Chanukah. Why can't you? And moreover, we're saying that the Marcheshes said that the Ram holds of Rabbah even in Sukkah. Even though the Ram passed like Rabbah, but he imported the theory of Rabbah, remember? Remember we said that? That's why he said if you fix something, you have to say a new bracha. Because remember, you're not 100% certifiable knowing that you're in the cognition of the Sukkah. So that's the Mahalach I wanted you to get. Okay? We got that, Chlor? That leads us now to the Taisis. Yes, Marty, go ahead.
Also, a Mavo and a Sukkah.
Yeah.
Things that need to have a wall, so it sort of guides you to look up. But a Chanukiah doesn't need a wall. It just could be on the wall. So you don't necessarily associate them together.
You mean the Persuminisa, you mean?
Yeah.
You mean the tour says Rabbeinu Yoel is wrong because you're not going to notice it, you mean?
But I'm saying it also doesn't need to have a wall. Like a Mavo, there needs to be a wall there in order to connect the
Right, right.
Sukkah needs a wall to
sit. Right, you need two and a one.
Hanukkah, if you're sitting on a table.
So you're not going to notice it while you're saying.
Yeah, it's just a wall. It doesn't force you to look up.
Gotcha. Okay, but on the other hand, though, you are going to be looking up at it. It's Persumanisa. I mean, you're not going to, I mean, we have a mitzvah to mefarsim nes to other people. Doesn't necessarily mean the guy's going to look up. I hear you. It's a good svara. So very good, Marty. I hear you. That's what Marty wants to suggest. I hear you. But hashtadosis lahachi, now that we arrived in here, let's get this nekuda, then we'd be in the taisis. I mentioned yesterday in Shir, and I didn't get back to it. David reminded me in Seder that David pointed out yesterday there had been a peretz when he asked the kasha, unlike Tosas put in Chanukiah. There had been a peretz did not in the second taisis, yes? We didn't get back to saying why not. So I want to project today why he didn't. I think I have two possibilities. One possibility is to say the following, and that is that the bottom line is that it was so obvious to Rabbeinu Peretz that Chanukiah is small, you're not going to notice it, so it's not going to help. Halacha l'maisa. It's not going to help, even though l'maisa it's on the wall. You're not going to notice. So one approach is to say, let's get this down. The Rabbeinu Peretz didn't even bring up Chanukiah because it's for sure bad. Even with the wall there, Yehud, it's not going to help you because it's still too small for you to notice. It's even smaller than the Kura. At least the Kura is long, you know. Even though you're right, the thickness is only a tefach. So one approach to Rabbeinu Peretz is to say what? It was so obvious it won't help. What's the other approach to say, I was thinking? Completely the opposite, that maybe he holds like Rabbeinu Yoel.
For sure good.
Yes. I want you to get both down. Maybe it's for sure good that the Chanukiah Lamaisa is going to be noticeable. And therefore, if the wall goes up, Lamaisa, it's enough of your effort of pursuing Nisa. It's enough of your effort of pursuing Nisa to get the job done.
What's the difference between the Chanukiah and the Mavre?
What'd you say?
Why is the Chanukiah?
Maybe because, like Marty said, everyone knows about Hanukkah, Lamaisa, like we were saying. So people are looking for it more. So since people are looking for it more, it's going to be more noticeable. I want you to get this down. If you're on a desert island, there's no other person, human being, and no other Jew on the din, do you have to light a Hanukkah candle? Magen Avraham says no. Please get that down. There's no one to mefarsim and nes to. Rav Moshe Nechuv argues. He says there's svei dinim. There's a din of Maisad Laka and there's a din of Pesumi Nisa. He says you do light, even though there's no one there. But the Magen Avraham says it's so part of the mitzvah, it's so intrinsically connected, Adam, that if you can't mefarsim and nes, there's no, you don't even light. So I was thinking you could answer. This is a good methodological example, guys. You see a Rishon. David made a great Nakuda. He said, Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't bring it up. Why? Great kasha, David. So I want you guys to think. Either we could say it was so obvious to him that it was puzzle. It's not going to help, like Tosis ends up saying. He doesn't even bring it up. Or you could say the other extreme and say, holds like Rabbeinu Yoel and tough Reishai and Alf, the Torah quotes, and that is Ksheira. Why would it be Ksheira? Because the whole notion is Psumanisa and the wall leads you to it, so you're going to see it. You follow me, Dovi? So therefore, there's two approaches I want you to get to why Rabbeinu Peretz left it out. Yes, David?
I was going to say, so according to the Magen Avraham, if you're in a place where, like, it could be like a public place, but there's very little Jew, or like, basically it's...
Well, that's a question. Machleik is Rashi in the Rif, where there's a mitzvah Psumanisa by Goyim. To farsim to goyim. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says, "Al Rebbe pointed out some Achleish Rashi in the Rif. Can you fulfill persuminisa to goyim? Interesting. Very good. I want you to get that. Get everything that one. Get everything clear.
My question was going to be: if you held that you didn't have persuminisa by goyim,
yes.
According to Magen Avraham, seemingly you at least want to make a bracha.
Yeah. You, according to Magen Avraham, if you know there's no yid that's going to see it, let's say you're the only yid in the city, there would no chiyuv hadlak. According to Magen Avraham, correct. If you hold like that, there's no persuminisa by goyim. Yes, go ahead, Donnie. What do you say?
Isn't there Persumanisa for your son, though?
No. It's Lacherim. It is Lacherim. Very good kasha. It is Lacherim. You have Farsimnes, two others. Excellent. Okay. This leads us now to the Taisis. Okay? Here we go, guys. Let's see inside. Okay. Yeshbo, Yoser, Arboim, Amos, Afil, Omal, Miesim, Amma. Libesof. What does Libesof mean?
At the end,
Masik, we conclude. The Ravunas Sover Miroshim Mirubo Vishokono at Armamos Pligi. Yoser Mi Arbamas Ksheira. So at the end of the Gemara, Ravuna holds, there's a range from Shivatom and Shivatom and Arbamas, that's where Reb Yudah and the Chachamim argue. Very good. Beautiful range. The Tema, Taisi has a Bam Kasha. V'chi nachshir barachvo mashu yosim yar ba'amos imayse gavoa me'esrim afilu tuva havada in kansel tzuka. He says, I don't understand. If you go out of that range, Jacob, and you go to 4.1, what's going to happen? What's going to happen, Adam? If you go to 4.1 and you make a sukkah that's 25 amas high, the Gemara says it's fine. It's ksheru. That's fine. Why are you so 100% sure that the shade's going to come from what?
Scott. Can I have Joseph sit
there? Yeah, sure. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome. Nice to see you. Welcome. Shalom Aleichem. Thank you, Rav Rom. Okay. Shkoyek, Rav Rom. Okay. So the kasha is, if you go 4.1, if you go 4.1, what's going to happen? What's going to happen if you go 4.1? If I build a sukkah 25 amas, the Gemara says it's kosher. You know, it's not magic. It's not abacadabra, hocus pocus. Taisa says the shadow is still going to be from what?
Funos.
The funnels, the walls. And you need shade from what? You need shade from the schach. So that's why Taisa has a tema. It's a strong kasha, bomb kasha. It's such a strong kasha. It's the bottom line is the shade is going to come from the walls. And that's why we're going to see the Sugya and Chav Beis today. Because we had to get to the shadow and the shadow and the fact that Rabbi Konisbury asked me, he says, why did I do it earlier? I said, I wanted to do it, wait for this Taisus. He said, you know what? I should have maybe waited to this Taisus, okay? But you got this? You got Taisus Kasha, Chlor, Donnie? You got it? Yehud, I'll say it again. What does the Gemara say? The Machlokas is, according to Rav Huna, between 7 by 7 Tfachim until Arba Amos. Machlokas Rebut and Chum. But the Gemara says if it's more than Arba Amos, everyone holds higher than 20 Sheru. Yes? That means I'll give you an example. 4.1 Amos width, I can make a Schach 25 Amos high and it's Kasher. Is that true? If you're a Rav Huna, Rav Zera man, that's shade. The shade's got to come from the Schach. The shade's going to be from the walls. You got the Kasher now?
Yeah.
Great Kasher. Okay, what's Tosis Teretz? Look inside. V'yesh Lomar. What do we always say to translate V'yesh Lomar? You got it there? So what is your name?
Joseph.
Okay. You show him where we're at in the Tosis, Adam? Thank you. V'yesh Lomar. Show him where we're at in the Tosis. V'yesh Lomar. What do we always say not to translate V'yesh Lomar?
You could say. Don't say.
Don't say there is to say. Yeah. You say it like a lamdan. Tosis gives an answer. V'yesh Lomar. What's Taisus Teretz? Taisus says, I'm a mathematician. Taisus says, and we go based on ratios. Cheshbon means a ratio. Meaning, you have 4.1 amas, and Taisus asks, you make a sukkah 50 amas high, it's kshera. He says, it's not kshera. You must work with the following ratio. 4 to 20 is 1 to 5. Arba amas is esrim amas. So if you build a 40 amas sukkah, that's 40 amas high. How wide must it be?
Eight.
Excellent. And therefore, Tosha just answers Kasha. He says, you're right. If it would be 4.1 and 25 amas high, the shade would be from the what? The shade would be from the walls. You know you can borrow mine, Joseph. Borrow my Gemara. Yeah, you borrow my Gemara. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, you see, we were at the end of Shir yesterday, we didn't have time to say it. The Kasha was 4.1, 50 amas high. It's fine. No problem. The Gemara says, you interpret Gemara literally. No, Tosha says, you got it wrong. You're dealing with a ratio. If it's in fact what 40 amas high, it's got to be 8 amas high, not 4.1. Because if it's 4.1, the shade's going to be from what? The walls and not the schach. Donnie, you got a chlor? You got it? That's his first answer. The premise of the kasha. That's why we always stress this, Matthew. Get it down. There was a premise in the kasha. What was the premise in the kasha? Premise in the kasha is I interpret the Gemara literally. Once I have 4.1, it's fine if I make it 50 amas high. I ignore the fact that the shade's going to be from the walls. Ignore the fact that the shade's going to be from the sach. No, the answers are going on a ratio. You don't interpret the Gemara at 4.1. It's good. It's a ratio, Adam. And the ratio is, what is the ratio? 4 to 20 is 1 to 5. The ratio is 1 to 5. So if I build a 40 amas high, the width has to be 8 amas wide. Jacob, you got that, Chlor? And therefore that ensures that the shade's going to be coming from where? The sach and not the walls. Excellent. First Teretz of Taisus. Comes along the Marsha. Let's say it outside. Guys, we're working on it and saying I'm proud of you guys. Comes along the Marsha. He says, I don't understand. Why did Taisus have to ask? And that's why we did the Gemara. I got it from the Marsha. Why did we finish the Gemara yesterday first and then do the Taisus? Taisus really is on the previous part of the Gemara, right? Taisus is really on the previous part of the Gemara. But Taisus says in the Maskanas Gemara, you got to know the Gemaras. That's why we did the whole Gemara. And why does the Taisus only ask a corn in the Maskanas Gemara? Because the Maharsha says, in the Havamina of the Gemara, it was obvious we're working with a ratio. What was the Havamina of the Gemara? Havamina of the Gemara was, what was the Machlaikis? Yehuda? What was the Machlaikis? Before we said lo, the Machlaikis was what? Arba Amos, exactly, correct?
Yeah.
Heksher Sukkah. If it's exactly 4 Amos, 4 to 20, the Gemara is screaming that we hold the ratio. In the Havamina, we held the ratio. What Tosfos was bothered by, was pondering, in the Maskanas of Gemara, where we move away from that, where we go from a range, from 7 by 7 Tefachim to 4 Amas, which is a range, it's not exact, Tosfos is pondering, maybe we don't have a ratio. And therefore he asks his Kashi, he says, Tefa, if it's 4.1, it's fine? Why is it fine? But you understand what I'm saying? I want you to get down in your notes. The Marsha points out, Tosfos only asked the Kashi according to the Maskana, because according to the Havamina, it was obvious we had a ratio. But in the Maskana, maybe not. So what's Tosis answer to that, Kasha, Yehuda? Even in the Maskana, we have a ratio. Lamata me 4 is a ratio, Lamahla me 4 is a ratio. We always have ratios. But he was pondering it, maybe in the Maskana, Skamara, you don't have a ratio. Because it's oscillating. You know, like a fan oscillates? It's a wide range from Shiva Tvachim to Shiva Tvachim to 4 Amis. So since a wide range, that Machlekes, maybe there is no ratio. Maybe there is no ratio, because that was not an exact number. See, in the Havamina was an exact number, then I could say we pinned down a ratio. You follow me, Yona? You follow me, Yona? But in the Havamina, in the Maskana, where it's a range, maybe there's no ratio. So his answer is also a ratio.
I like
that's the shot. That's the Marshall. Beautiful Marshall. Okay, go ahead, Donnie. What do you say?
The ratio would only apply to being a taller. You never, why would you ever need to be a
You're right. You're right. You're right. Exactly. The ratio will imply when you want it. But no, not true. Not true. I'm glad he asked me that. Not true. If I make a sukkah, let's say between 7.7 tefachim, 7 by 7 tefachim and 4 amas. Let's say for example's sake, I do 1 amma. I can't, let's say 1 amma wide. What's my ratio?
5.95.
Excellent. That means what? It's got to be 5 amas high. Did you hear what Donnie just said? When you use the ratio below, let's say I choose 1 amma. The width of my sukkah is 1 amma. What's my ratio? 1 to 5. That means 5 amas high. Let's say I choose 2 amas wide. What's my height going to be? 10. Let's say I choose 3. What's my height going to be? 15. I'm glad you asked me that. That's the Chiddush. That's what the Marshal wants to say. There's a ratio below and there's a ratio above 2 as well. Okay? That's the Chiddush of our Tosfos. And that's why the Marshal says Tosfos waited to the Maskana to point it out. Yes, Matthew?
So according to the Marshal, we know Tosfos. I guess according to Tosfos.
Yes.
You did like 3.0. Let's just say you did 2 amos, you couldn't do 15 amos tall.
That's correct. Well said. Beautiful.
Do we halachamas paskin like that?
We'll see. Okay? We'll see. We'll see. Glean that. I don't know if we'll see today. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. You're right. But I'm glad you brought it up too as well, because it sheds kind of like a whole new light on the Mishnah. Because you see 20 amos all the time. You think that's what? That's the din and that's it. Right? So now that we have this ratio introduced, which the Rebbe Kivager, you ever see the circle? Whenever you see that circle, you look at Rebbe Kivager. He says the Tashbetz says the same thing. Did you look at the Ayin Tashbetz?
Which?
Ayin Tashbetz, Gilyon HaShas.
Yeah, I saw it.
Gilyon HaShas. Did you look up the Tashbetz?
Yeah.
What'd he say? Exactly the same thing?
He goes against the Ron also, I think.
No, but he says the same thing as ratio, no?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to get that down. Get it in your notes. It's not, it depends on the ratio.
Doesn't that kill Rava's reading of the over 20?
No. You tell me, how are you going to read Rava? Rava says 20 keva. But that's based on the background of a what? Of a ratio. That's based on a ratio.
10 to 2 is also keva.
Yes, that's exactly. Well said. Correct. You have to read that Gemara based on ratios. You've got to reread the Gemara. Very good, Matthew. Excellent. You reread the Gemara. We always were saying 20-20. Why am I saying 20-20? Because it's 4 to 20. I never mentioned it because the 20 is the hype. It's 4 with 20 high. But it's really 1 to 5 would be the same thing.
So 840
would be good. Yes.
Would be 41.
Yes, well said. Correct. That's the first day of Tosfos. Please get this down. It's a whole ready to read the Mishnah.
We extend this ratio to Rav also?
Yes. Yes.
We're going to hear about the sheet.
Okay.
Yeah, why should
we? Good. Good. Matthew, you asked the Kasha. I gave you an answer. So Ephraim and Donnie are challenging and say, Rebbe, I don't know if I'm right. And I don't know if I'm right. Let's think. You guys are making a great point. Great Nakuda. Because Rava held Keva. Tosfos is talking within who here? Rav Huna and what? Reb Zeir, I want to retract what I said. I retract. When I said 20 in Rav Amanav, it means 20, and that's it. Any less than 20. This ratio theory, excellent, Ephraim and Don, I'm proud of everyone. You got to plug it into ratios only with Reb Zeir and who? Reb Zeir and Rav Huna. Reb Zeir and Rav Huna. Rav Huna's going with Reb Zeir. But you're absolutely right. I retract what I said to Matthew. It's 20 if you're Keva. Anything less than 20 is a Roy. Above 20 is Keva. Well said. Very good. Okay? You don't have to reread Amud Aleph of Rava. You don't have to reread it. The ratio is only within who? Within Reb Zeir and who else? And Rav Huna. Excellent, guys.
You can apply Rava also.
No, Rava's just cognition, Lamaisa. I mean, noticing it, maybe. But the Gemara didn't say it.
So you're not going to say if it reaches a certain non-ratio circle.
I understand, but the Gemara did not. I understand, but the Gemara only worked with Rav about the walls reaching. It didn't say anything about dimensions. So let's stick with Reb Zeir and Rav Huna. Okay? All right, very good. Yoni, go ahead.
If you make like a 2-amma wide sukkah, 2x2,
yes.
You don't have to make it 10 amos tall, do you? Like, you can't go above that, but I'm saying you can make it 8 amos tall.
No problem. Correct. No problem at all. You can't go higher than the ratio of 1 to 5.
I'm just checking, like, you're not locked into
that. Is correct. But we had that, it says about the chicken coop. Remember, we had that about the chicken coop, but that was according to Rav Hanan Bar Ravuna. It was a different shot. But you're absolutely right. It's a different sheet. You're right. You're right, but you're absolutely right. You can't go higher than that. You can go lower. No problem. No problem. Correct. Okay, everyone's making great nakudas. Okay, I'm proud of everyone. Let's go to the second theory of Tisus. Inami, what's Inami, we always say? What's Inami? Another answer. Don't translate if also, right? It means Inami, another answer. Inami. Kim luhu l'rabonon, dafilu begova elef ef shesh lo ekan tzel tzach purta. Imaisa rechava yosem erab amos. Wow. This is an amazing answer, he says. The Rabbanan knew. Now, don't get me wrong. When it says Rabbanan, it doesn't mean that it's a rabbinic din. It means the Rabbanan knew the Torah Shabbat Peh. What have I mentioned before that all Shurim, what's the makor of all Shurim in Halacha? Halacha L'moshe?
Mi Sinai.
Correct. So this was like the Rabbanan knew the Halacha L'moshe. Inami kimu Rabbanan afilu begov elef. You can have 1,000 amah high sukkah. EF Shersh Lekan Sel Tzach Purta. There's got to be a little bit of shade from what? There's got to be a little bit of shade from the Tzach. Imaisa Rechavi Mioser Arba Amos. So what's your response to that? That means if it's 4.1 and it's 1,000 amas high, it's fine because there's at least a speck of what? Sell from the schach. Most of it sell from the funnels. I don't care. I don't care, Tyson says. This Tyson's amazing. Tyson says, I don't care. As long as I have a shtickle, that's purta, a shtickle shade from the schach, I don't care how much shade there is from the walls. It doesn't make a difference. This day of Tosfos, get it down, is fundamentally arguing the first day. The first day it said that the din is you need a ratio. Second day it says, no, there is no ratio. As long as it's 4.1 and you build it 1,000 amas high, it's kosher. But isn't all the shade from the funnel? It's not true, Avram. Get it down. There's a shtickle shade from the what? Schach, and that's enough. It's amazing. It's amazing. Kidashkachan, where do we find this? Look inside, guys. The Perek Yom Kippurim Yumadav Pehemim Beis. What's the shear of eating? What happens if you eat and drink on Yom Kippur? God forbid. What's the punishment? It's a chi of karis. If you eat and drink shear on purpose, a chi of karis on Yom Kippur. God forbid. If you eat chetzi shear, it's also minat machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says chetzi shear is also minat Torah. Reish Lakish says chetzi shear is also minat Rabbanan. Normally in Kol Torah Kula, what's the shear of eating food that's lekhelev? What's a shear? Kazayas. Excellent. All of a sudden you come to Yom Kippur, it's a bigger shear. A kosevis agasa means a large date. Why on earth is this din different? You know the Gemara asks that kashya in Yuma. You know what the Gemara says? Because the getter in Yom Kippur is yishuv das. You have to eat enough that it's going to satisfy you. Or satiate you is a better word. So if satiation requires a higher shear than a kazayas requires, kosevis agasa. A big date. You got me? A big date. Now the Gemara there discusses, there was a giant. Not a New York giant, not Eli Manning, right? There was a giant once in Tanakh. And who was the giant? The giant was Og Melech HaBashan. And this man was huge. Now, to satisfy that guy, Lamaisa, he needs to drink gulps. But the Gemara says, does he have a different shear? Let's say if he would be Jewish on Yom Kippur. He wasn't Jewish. But he did do a chesed. He lived many years. Moshe Rabbeinu was scared of him. Why? Because he did a chesed. What was the chesed? What'd you say? He told Avram that what Lot was captured, so HaKadosh, and he clung onto the teva on the outside of the teva. So the Abishur, yeah, the Abishur let and had him live like 300-400 years because you do one chesed, the Abishur says it get tremendous reward, even though he wasn't such a good guy. Even the pasuk describes how big his bed was. You know, remember the dimensions of his bed. The Chumash describes that. So the Gemara says, let's say that guy would have been Jewish. What's his shear in Yom Kippur? Gemara says the same shear. Same shear? Yes, because he gets a shtickle satisfied. He's a shtickle satiated. So the shear of Kesef Zagasa, for all human beings, has a concept of satiation. For some people, it might be a little. For some people, it might be more. But at least there is somewhat satiation. And therefore, it's an objective shear on Yom Kippur. And that's what he quotes. That it satiates a guy. Satiates is knowledge. I mean, literally, it doesn't mean literally means knowledge, but it means feels good. Darmini kuli alma tuva ogmel chabashin purta. The kuli alma like tuva ogmel chabashin purta lemaisa. For everyone else, that's a lot. That's a lot of satiation. But for ogmel chabashin lemaisa, it's a little. Doesn't make a difference. And since it fits the realm of satiation, that's the shir in Yom Kippur. So eating and drinking on Yom Kippur is a chi of karis. What about the other inuyim? We're coming towards Yom Kippur. What about the other inuyim? Tashmish Amita, bathing, anoint yourself with oil, leather shoes. Are those the rice of the Rabbana? Get down. Machlekes Ran Taisis Shonim. So Machlekes Ran Taisis Shonim, whether it's the rice or not. Okay? It's a big Machlekes whether it's the rice. But the Chi of Karis is only by what?
Eating
and drinking. Correct. Okay? So Tosus used this Gemara as an example of what? What is Tosus' example? You guys tell me.
So that there's like an objective in there.
Meaning that what? Sure. That even though what? There's most of the shadows from what walls, but as long as there's a little bit from the schach, objectively that's enough. Similar in the same vein, there's a shear on Yom Kippur of how much you can't eat and drink. For most people, that's a fits the objective shear, but for there are people that are giants, and it's not what? It's not good for them. But Lamaisa, as long as it fits a category of some, and Lamaisa, and for even those guys, it is somewhat of a satisfaction, therefore it's a what? Therefore it's a good comparison. I was thinking it's not really such an equal comparison, you know what I mean? It's not really such an equal comparison because we're saying that most of it's from the dolphin and a little bit from the shade, that's enough. I mean, Lamaisa, for most people, you're probably going to want more shade than what? More shade from the schach than walls, no? The comparison is a loose comparison saying that the bottom line is you're looking for an objective shear. And the objective shear is a little bit of shade from the schach, even though most of it's from the walls, I don't care. So too, as long as there's a little bit of satiation for everyone, that's a good enough shear on Yom Kippur. Okay, we got what Taisa said? So please get it down, then we'll take the kashas. There's a fundamental machloikis between 2 days in Taisa, within Rav Huna and Rav Zeira, how much shade from a schach do you need in a sukkah? According to the first day in Taisa, it's got to be a ratio of what? 1 to 5, the width to the height of the schach, to make sure you have what? You have the correct shade from the schach. And what's number 2, Terence and Tysus? Not true. As long as I have some speck of what? Some speck of shade from the schach. I don't care how much wall, shade from the wall. Doesn't make a difference. Yes, David?
Does Tosos Paskin like Rav that you need the walls to reach the schach when it's over
20? Tosos, we don't know how he Paskins. He never says.
Oh, so
he never says. But here we're not talking within Rav.
Okay, so my point being then, he doesn't care about the bottom. He only cares about the top.
Tosus talking within Reb Zeira, right? Shade. All we care about.
But going back, because we're connecting this to like when our daf and chav beis on a beis, Tosus only looks at the top. Let's
wait till we get to there. Okay, I want to know this Tosus chlor first. Then we'll get to it. Okay. Good. Yes, Matthew, and then Donnie. Go ahead.
So we said last week that the Sfasama says that. Rabbi Zeira, that Rava uses the dal
of Rabbi Zeira, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Rava.
The yeah.
That was Rava was problem with Rabbi Zeira with Rabbi Zeira is that he said Rabbi Zeira took it a step too far that he said.
No, Rava took it too. Rabbi Zeira held you can only say by Ashtar Skarnai. Rava took it too far. We said with the Sfas Emes. Rava said dal if you had the thick posts were made of steel.
I thought, so
no, we said Reb Zeira only had Dal Ishtar Skarnai.
Did we not say that Reb Zeira says that the schach is the ikar, and that's all?
No, we said that Reb Zeira only has one type of Dal, where you have the mountains on the side, where you don't touch the sukkah. Rava had an extension of Dal.
I thought we were saying something in Shir that was saying that Reb Zeira held that the
the schach had to be the shade of the sukkah.
Yeah, that's Rebzeira.
So if that's the case, though, in a case where it's saying that even though it could be 1,000 amos tall, and there's a porta, right, there's a very
that's
small
enough.
Amount.
That's the chiddush of this taisus.
Then we say that's a problem, though, because we said Rebzeira would hold that it has to be majority from the schach.
No, we said that Reb Zeira and Reb Huna said it's got to come from shade from the schach. That's the ikr that we said. We said that Reb Zeira did not have the chiddush of dal of rava, but we never talked about the notion of comparing the shade of a wall and the shade of schach. This taisus is mechadish. We did not talk about that. And this second day of taisus says as long as you have a speck of shade from the schach, that's enough. Which is a chiddush nifla, guys.
Yeah.
Which we got to now see that sugya and chopes. That's why I wanted to wait. Now, go ahead, Donnie. What do you say?
I'm not like a scientist, but there's no way that makes sense, the need not make sense unless the sun's right over. And we already said earlier that the sun...
What doesn't make sense, you said?
For you can have a sukkah that tall, and if it's only 4.1, it still gets your shade from the schach.
There will be a little bit shade from the schach. Yes, a little bit. As long as there's a little bit, it's fine. A little bit is fine. That's the answer. A little bit is fine, which is a chiddush nifla. Let's turn to chaf beis, guys. Let's go. Okay? Let's see chaf beis. Here we go. Now that we got the 2 days in Tosis Klor. Okay? Let's go. Says the Gemara, what did our Mishnah say in that base, Simi? What did Mishnah say about Chamsim Rubin Michalot? I'm sorry, yeah. Chamsim Rubin Silasa. The last in the Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Tzula. Look at the Mishnah Chav base. We already looked at that Mishnah once. You remember it?
Yeah.
When did we look at that?
We're talking about the rain and stars.
Stars. Excellent, guys. Look at the Mishnah. Sukkah Muvlalis. The Sukkah that's what? Mixed together. With what? With different types of schach, we said, right? There's some space and there's some schach. Actually, muvdelis means that it's what it's sometimes mixed with shade and or sunlight. There it is, mamish beferish. So you got a mishnah that says what? Mishnah and dapeis dani that says what? Chamsim rumitzulasas psula. And we got a mishnah chopeis that says what? That says if you have more tzulasim rumit chamsik sheira. Says the Gemara Chav Beis in Beis. Guys, take a look at him. What do you do if it's a tie? In baseball, the tie goes to the runner. Lavdol of Dulles, what happens when it comes to the tire? What do you do if there's a tie? Here we go. Says the Gemara, Shilasim Rubim Chamasa Ksheira, Haki Adadi Psulif. There's a tie, the blatant duke in our mission is that it's possible. Because our mission says there's more shade than sunlight. It's kosher. Masha that's equal to psula. Vatanan beidach pirkin. We learn in the Mishnah, the first parak. V'shechamsim rubin silasa psula. Haki adadi ksheira. But that implies if it's a tais ksheira. Stira, right? Stira between mishnayis. This is probably the most famous kasha in Masechta Sukkah, the whole Masechta. Stira between two mishnayis. Chav beis and beis. Gemara asks that kasha. So Gemara answers lo kasha. Kan mil mala, kan mil mata. Amar of Papa, Hainu Dharma Inche, Kezuza mila el, ki istura mila tachas. Rav Papa says, it's like a zuza on the top, it's like an istura from the bottom. Let's see Rashi now. Okay? Now I want you to get this down. Let's get it down in our notebooks. Rashi's of the opinion, you're always looking at the floor. Kan mil mala, kan mil mata. Hadidakinen ki adadi psula. When Rashi says they're equal, is psula lamalakoi. That's when you are what? When you are talking on top. Kishiyesh bain kana lakana, when there's a space between each slat, each stick, kimali kana, the exact space of a slat. Afilu mitzumsum, even if it's exactly perfect, psula. Again, so if on top, it's 50-50. If on top, it is 50-50. What do I mean by 50-50? 50 schach and 50 open space, psula. Why? Because the sunlight expands. So on the floor, there's going to be more sunlight than what? Than schach. Lafi, look inside. Shechamas avir, the heat of the air, meaning the sunlight. Niris ba'aretz, appears on the floor. Rechava, harbe min atzel shel schach, much more than the shadow of the schach. So you see beferish that what? You see the beferish that since it appears more, that's the case where it is considered to be what? It is considered to be psula. Because according to Rashi, what's the ikur? You look at the what? The floor. And the floor, there's more sunlight than shade, you're done. Psula. So in a case where it's exactly 50-50, that creates a scenario that on the floor, there's more what? There's more shade than sunlight, therefore psula. So Rashi looks at the floor. Go the other way. So what's the case when it's kshera? when it's 50-50 kshera, nakat shiura milmata, we're talking about that what? It's a tie on the bottom, on the floor. Shechamav itzel shoven, the sunlight and shadow are equal, biadua, then we know, shakanim the rechavim in the avir. If it's 50-50 on the floor, then what happens, Adam? If it's 50-50 on the floor, then what happens on the surface, Mayor? If it's 50-50 on the floor, sunlight expands. That means on the ceiling, there must be more schach than what? Than sunlight. Because the sunlight catched up to it by expanding. So therefore, in that case, what's the din? It's kshayra. Because why? Because there's more schach than what? Than airspace on the top. Meaning, Rashi looks at the floor to determine whether the sukkah is kshayra. You look at the floor to determine whether the sukkah is kshayra, what's going to be on the ceiling. That's what comes out from Rashi. Now, David asked me, I want you to get this. David asked me in Seder. He said, Rebbe, what happens at 51-49? 51 schach on the top, 49 sunlight on the top. You got that, Yoni? So he says to me, maybe it's going to catch up so much that it'll what? That in the floor it'll be more. That's impossible. That is impossible, David. We have to say that Rashi will say that's impossible. It'll only what catch up according to what? According to the ratio in which it is. So if it's 51-49, it might catch up a little bit, but at the bottom line, it's still going to be more what? There's still going to be more shade on the floor than the schach. I want you to get that down in your notes, than the sunlight. Even if it's 51-49, please get that down. You must say, according to Rashi, it's not going to catch up enough, the sunlight, to be able to what? To tie it. Okay? And to take it over. So that is what you have to say from Rashi. A good kasha, David, but you must say that from Rashi. That's the physics, according to Rashi. Beth, you got that down? Get that down. Again, if it's 51-49, schach on the top. David asked me, maybe the sunlight will what? Expand and catch up to it. And it should be a problem. It will not. The physics is, if there's 51-49, the sun will catch up a little bit, but it will not tie it and will not overtake it. Okay? Only when it's exactly the same will what? Will there be more halacha l'maisa more. And therefore, that would be a problem. So, according to Rashi, the upshot is down. You got to get this down in your notes. Rashi, you look at the floor to determine what the din is on the ceiling. Yes, David?
But Rashi says the word harveh. He says that...
He's just trying to make it clear. It's Slav Dafka. He's just trying to make it clear. He's just trying to describe to you how sun... What's the word? It was a refracts. You also, what's it called when it expands? I don't know if refracts the word. It expands. He's just trying to say, he's trying to highlight to us what happens. That's what he should... Slav Dafka. Doesn't have to Dafka be like that. It means that's what happens with the sun. It does expand. There is no problem that it expands. Okay? Yes, Avram, what do you say?
Didn't Rashi say that if there's more schach than shade, than sunlight, then on the bottom it will be equal? Is that exactly what he's saying?
Well,
it's equal on the top, then it'll be more sunlight than shade. But if it's equal on the bottom, then...
Yeah, he says when it's kiadadi kshera... He's talking about a situation where what's kiadadi kshera? On the floor,
yeah,
milmata.
Or on the top, there's more.
There's more schach than sunlight,
so
correct.
So maybe you look,
that's why I kept saying to you, you look at the bottom to determine what that din is on the ceiling.
Yeah, so maybe if it's 51-49, it'll tie, and therefore...
It won't. It won't. That's the din.
No,
the din is, if it's 51-49, it'll be kshera.
Yeah.
Okay, it might tie it, but it's not going to overtake it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah. What I would say, it might tie it, but it's not going to overtake it. Exactly. That's the din. Kiyadadi shayra. It will not overtake it. David was asking, he said, Rebbe, maybe it will overtake it. It will not overtake it. If it's 51-49, the sunlight will not overtake the shade on the floor. It will not. It might tie it, but that's the din. Kiyadadi shayra. In a chanami. Okay. We got it?
Yeah, just a quick question.
Go ahead, Matthew.
Just make sure I know it clear. It's even on the bottom, then it's kosher, and it's even on the top, it's not kosher.
It's even on the bottom. What does that tell me? You
that
tell me. Tells you there's more schach than sunlight. Different kshera, correct.
And if it's even on the top.
Yes.
And on the bottom, there would be more sunlight.
Excellent. And therefore it's psula. Correct. Excellent. You got a chlor? Chlor. Clear as glass.
Crystal.
It's crystal. It's crystal clear. The Torah Shabbat Peh is chlor. It's part of your bones. Okay, we got it? Marty, you got a chlor? Excellent. Let's see Tysus. Let's go, guys. Khan Milmali, you got me? It's amazing. Taisa says, Pum Fakir Rashi. Let's go. Kan mil mala, kan mil mata. You with me? Look at the Tosis. Kan mil mala, kan mil mata. Look at Sai. How did that kiniki adadi psulo? Lamala koi. Oh. Yes? When it's equal, it's lamala. On the ceiling. Kish bishyesh ben kana lechavero kamale kana. There's a space of a slat, of a stick. Afilu mitzumtzum. Even if exactly 50-50 psulo. Fishachamas avir nearest bars. Rechavim in atzel shoschach. It's going to expand. It mentions the shear on the floor. So if it's equal on the floor, must be there's more schach than sunlight on the top. So Matthew asked me in Seder, why don't you get it down? He said, Rebbe, this is the exact quote of Rashi. Why did he say Pirush Mekudshes? Because the Marsha says the two Tosfim should be read together. It's all one Tosis. Look inside. Kizuzu mile'el. Ki istra mile'tachas. I'm glad we're doing this because why we didn't read that Rashi, but it's quoting Rashi. When the hole is wide on the top, the sun gets much more wider come out of Kishir Sela. Because the Zuz is a smaller coin than a what? Than a Sela. Kach Perish Akuntris. You got me? So the top is like a Zuz, the bottom is like a Sela, bigger coin. That's a comparison to the coins. You got it? Yeah, and there's the Zuz, the small coin is on the top. The big coin is on the bottom, the cell. You got me? Okay.
Wait.
We weren't trying
to read it. Is it like if you hold a coin up here?
No. It
down
just
down here, the shade is greater? Or is
yeah,
it
the, not shade, sunlight. The sunlight expands. So it just means that the coin, you have a small coin above, but you have a big coin on the bottom. That's all. Just a comparison of what,
the
how this
coin is a greater shade volume.
No. The shade has nothing to do with the coins. It just is that the sunlight is the size of a Zeus. The sunlight is the size of a Zeus on the ceiling, but on the floor it's like a cella. That's all. Okay, let's get this. Okay, look inside. Vikshu Rabbeinu Tam. Look inside, guys. Vikshu Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam asked the following kasha. Vikshu Rabbeinu Tam. The Rav Papa goofed with the Hacha Isle Perakamadir and after Dvavim Bez parts come in Mutter. What does Rabbeinu Tam ask? We have a Masorah. The Gemara actually has it in Erev and after Dvavim Bez. What does it say? If you have an enclosure, let's say you have a farm, you have walls on four sides, Nichol Shabbos, and 50% of it is solid wall, and there are 50% of its spaces around the whole enclosure. Is that good or not? It's Mamish 50-50. 50 of it is walled, 50 of it is unwalled. Is that good or not? Mutter, a corner of Papa. Therefore, we got a problem. Because what did Rashi say? That if on the ceiling is 50-50, that means on the floor there's more sunlight than shade. And what do we say? That's psula. That's against the Gemara and Rav Papa. We paskin like him. We're comparing Hilchos Erev and Hilchos Shabbos to what? We're comparing Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos Sukkah. Why not? Why shouldn't we compare? We're talking about open space with closed space. We're going to get to it. Okay, Avram. But look inside. V'hasam over there, Nami Paskin and Ilchasachi. We Paskin like Rapapa. So Rashi's against Rapapa. We're setting up the Gemara here against Rapapa. We're not comfortable with that. Number one, Kasha. Number two, V'od. V'od Kasha. Dabra Perakam the Kedushin. Dav the Inshi. There are many people that Dekaru Laplag, Plaglasa the Zuza, Istura. There are many people that call a half a Zuz an Istura. What do you see from there? Alma, we see the Istra of Pachos Mezuza. We see that an Istra is less than a Zeus. And the way Rashi framed it, how did Rashi frame it?
That Istra is bigger.
That a cell is bigger than a Zeus. Now you have to have a cell is smaller than a Zeus. So two kashas and Rashi. So because of these two kashas and Rashi, says the Rabbeinu Tam, I have a completely different shot. Get it down in your notes. Says the Rabbeinu Tam, Mufarish Rabbeinu Tam, Kan Milmala, Mishamoded Avir Milmala. Get it down. What does milmala milmata mean according to Rabbeinu Tam? Means milmala means you're standing on a ladder. And you are measuring it from above, from the actual same level, because you're on a ladder. Warner's ladder. Right? PR, public relations for, I hear on the radio all the time. Warner's ladder. The best ladder ever made. So Warner's ladder. A guy's standing on a Warner's ladder, and he's measuring the top of his sukkah. And it's beautiful. Why is it beautiful? Because it's exactly even. It's exactly even. When it's exactly even, what's it then?
Oh, it's
kshera.
Yeah.
But what does milmata mean? He's measuring the ceiling from the floor. He's not standing on a ladder. Ava oimin milmata. Baritz, Umayin Klape Maila, but if he's what? If he's standing on the earth and he's measuring, he's looking up, Umayin Klape Maila, Vidomiki Adari Psula. He thinks it's even. He's got a good eye, he thinks it's even, and therefore it's Psula. Why is it Psula? You know why? Because when you look at the airspace, you think it's what? You think it's much smaller than really what it is. That's really what happens in experience in life. You look up, you think the star is so small. If you go close to that star, it's huge. When we were traveling, the Meragim were traveling, and the giants saw them, right? They said, oh, we must be in the eyes of what? We're really small, but really we weren't, you know, it's all perspective. So therefore, when you look up from the floor, you think it's 50-50? Baloney. It's not 50-50. There's much more what? There's much more airspace than schach, and therefore we deem it as being psula. Now, look inside. Lefisha avir shu rachav, the avir which is rachav kizuza, the avir which is wide is like a zuz. You think it's what? You think it's small. Jacob, you got me? You think the airspace is small. You got this? Doma bein of katan. It's in your eyes. It looks in your eyes like small. Kiistera. It looks like a small coin. Machmashu rachok mimenu. It looks like an istera. Lamaisa, the avir is really wide like a zuz, but you think it's a half of a zuz. The raya ledover, bless you. The raya ledover venehi beininu kikachagavim. They came back with the report, the Meragim, that we're like grasshoppers. Bamidbar Perek Yud Gimel. The koch of Gadol b'shamayim. You know how big a star is? That was before they had astronomy. Before NASA. Tyson lived in the 1200s, and he still knew that. Right? The koch of Gadol, he says, Bamidbar Perek Yud Gimel. Koch of Gadol b'shamayim. Doma b'ina inir kekotin. Kedemuch Perek Amokar Sasfine. It looks like it's so small. So let's get this clear. Please get it. How does Tosis define? We'll get to you. I want you to get it down. Rabbi Tam defines Kan Melmala, Kan Melmata much differently. It's talking about the guy. The guy, when he measures the ceiling, is standing on a ladder. Melmala. So if it's exactly 50-50, it is what? It is Chera. However, Melmata means he's measuring it from the floor of the ceiling by his eye. He thinks he has a good eye. So he thinks it's 50-50. It's not 50-50. That's baloney. It's really what? It's really more avir than schach. If it's more avir than schach, then it's what? It's psula. So according to Rabbi Tam, what do we say? You are looking at what? According to Rashi, what do we say? You look at the what? You look at the floor. According to Rabbi Tam, you are what? According to, you're measuring the ceiling. You're never looking at the floor. You're measuring the ceiling. The question is where the guy is. Is he on the ladder or is he on the floor when he does his measuring? Now, David asked me, and I want you to get this down. David asked me, and I was bothered by the same kasha. I want you to get this. Why do we assume when a guy looks up from the floor, Matthew, get this down. Why do you assume when a guy looks from the floor that he thinks that the airspace is smaller than it really is? Why can't you say he looks at the schach and the schach is smaller than it really is? Did you hear what I just said? Adam, you hear what I just said? What does Tyson say? Tyson says when you look up from the floor, you think the what?
The air is smaller.
You think the air is smaller. What about the schach? Why don't you apply that same theory? You think the schach is smaller than really what it is. So the pshat is like this. Air is intangible. Just like the stars, kind of, it's not, when I say intangible, we can't touch it. But something that has mamashas, has tangibility, the schach, that you could actually touch, it's physically there. It's not esoteric. So you have an eye on it. And therefore your eye is taka, a good eye on it. But when you talk about something that's esoteric, that's intangible, then we assume that what? Your eyes play games with you. And therefore, it's really much bigger than it really is. That's the pshat in the Tosis. I want you to get that down in your notes. That's what you have to say. David, you got that, Clore? That's the pshat in the Tosis. Okay? Jacob, you got that? That's what Tosis means. Your eyes play games with you on something that's esoteric and tangible. So therefore, the bottom line is there really is what? There really is more airspace than sach. Therefore, it's psu. So Rabbeinu Tam defines Milmata. Milmata is the guy what? The guy measuring the ceiling. Is he on a ladder or is he on the floor? Rashi defines it as being what? What does Milmata Milmata mean? According to Rashi. You guys tell me. No, what does Milmala Milmata mean? According to Rashi. Milmala Milmata means when you say that it's equal, Lamaisa, where is it equal? Is it equal on the top or equal on the bottom? This is a great example, and I said, guys, to really, really distill a Gemara, Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. I think there are three nakudas of difference. Number one is Rashi says you look at the floor. Get this down. What does Rabbi Natan say you look at? You look at the ceiling. You look at the ceiling. The question is where the, that's number one nakuda difference. Rashi says you look at the floor. Lamaisin, Rabbi Natan says you're looking at what? You're looking at the ceiling. Number two is, how do you define Milmala Milmata? Please get this down. I'm going to write it on the board. Okay? Three nakudas of difference. Number one, Rashi. Two, Rabbi Natan. Number one difference is what? Number one is, what do you look at? Rashi says, Ritzvah. Ritzvah is the floor. Corner of Ben Otam, what are you looking at? You're looking at the ceiling. You're looking at the goal. You're looking at, we'll call that what? The guy. We'll call that the guy. The roof of it. That's one nakuda of difference. Number one. Number two. What's number two difference? How do you define the words Melmala Lamata? What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say Melmala Lamata is?
Physically, what's high and what's Melmala and what's Lamata?
What, there's, when you say there's a tie, where's the tie? Okay? When you say it's Kiadadi, where is it? Kiadadi is what? Kiadadi, the tieness, when it's tie, is it Lamala or is it Melmata? Right? How is Rabbeinu Tam defining what? The words, the terminology? You guys tell me.
Looking from the top and looking from
exactly. Is he on the ulam, sulam, milmala? Is sulam on the ladder? And milmata, corner minuta milmata, is what? Is ritzvah. Looking up. Mistakel lamayla. He's looking above. Hebit. Let's say mistakel hebit. Hebit, he's looking above. 1 second, Fran. That's the second difference, okay? That's the second difference you have in how to what? And how to look at this halacha l'maisa. Okay? And number three, a third distinction is that according to Rashi, you don't have this notion of what? Of being domeh. Ein musag. Musag is a concept of domeh. What is domeh? That your eyes play games with you. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you have this concept of your eyes playing games with you when you look from the bottom. You think there's what? There's a little bit of airspace, there really is a lot. Yesh musag. There is a musag of what? Of doma. Shel doma. Doma, your eyes playing games with you. And I want you to add on that nakuda, that eyes playing games with you on things that are intangible. Things that are intangible, like airspace. Why don't you play games with the soccer? Because it's tangible. It's physical. There's no muscles. Yes, Abba. First to Frank. Go ahead, Frank. Yes.
Doesn't then Rashi and Tosfos also disagree what it means Istirah?
Good. Let's get to this now. Now, how do you plug in the what coinage? Well said, Frank. So according to Rashi, let's write it down. It's number four. Thank you, Frank. Very good. How do you understand the comparison in the Gemara? So according to Rashi, what does Zuz mean? Zuz is the Chama mit Pashet. What's mitpashet mean? That the sun what? Expands. According to Rabbeinu Tam, how do you read the what? According to Rabbeinu Tam, how do you read the coin thing?
You think that
your eyes were playing games with you. You think it's what? Really what?
Smaller.
You really think it's like an istara? But it's really a half zuz? It's really, you think it's a half zuz, but it really is a zuz. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's the notion of domen.
No, but one
of your
says,
eyes playing games
one says
with
Zeus is the big one, the other says Zeus is the small one.
Rabbeinu Tam, that's what I'm saying. Rabbeinu Tam said that the Istra is a half a Zeus.
Yeah.
So you think it's a half a Zeus, but it's really a Zeus.
So Rashi says it's the bigger one.
Right, so we're going to have to answer right. We have two kashas to try to answer for Rashi. Go ahead, Avram.
So David asked that if your eyes play games with the Schach, then why don't they play games with the...
Games with the Avir, not the Schach, and we gave a Svar a while.
So you said that the reason why it doesn't play games with the staff is because it's physical.
It's tangible, correct.
So why would they bring an example from looking at the giants? Why would he bring like a thing about playing eyes?
That's tangible.
Yeah, so your eyes shouldn't be...
Oh, you mean the star I said was not tangible because you can't touch it?
No, it says the...
You mean the Chagov, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good... they were so extraordinary. They were so supernatural, these guys. It was like it was intangible. That's what I'm saying.
And
these guys were like, they look at us like grasshoppers. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's like with supernatural. Okay?
And
it's a good kasha, but that's the answer.
And
yeah, go ahead.
And if your eyes don't play games when you look at the schach, then don't look at the airspace. Just look at the schach and see if there's half schach or if it's full schach. But you don't have to look at the airspace. You don't have to see that there's 50% airspace and there's 50%.
But you have to
just see that there's 50 schach and then you'll know that there's 50.
Right, but I don't, people aren't going to do that. That's what I'm saying.
Can't you do that?
People aren't going to. That's what he's saying. That's the nature of a human being. That nature of a human being is not going to do that. He's going to measure what? He's going to measure the schach.
Yeah, he looks at the schach and sees how
much. He's going to measure what he's going to look at. Avram's asking good. He's saying, why can't a person just focus on what the schach is?
Yeah.
And measure that, you're saying. Well, the guy can't reach it. He didn't have any ladder. He's looking from the floor.
Exactly, but you said that the schach doesn't, your eyes don't play games with the schach.
Right, but I'm saying you're not going to be able to measure it exactly, in the sense. It's too hard to measure. That's the assumption of the Gemara.
So
otherwise, you're right. There's nothing to pimple about. What'd you say?
So then
it's no, not just play games. It's hard to measure it because you're imprecise. You can't get up there and measure
it. It's not that your eyes don't play games. It's that since you're far away, you can't tell exactly how much there is.
That might be another. There's Avram saying you could say another beer that practically maybe you can't measure it. You're saying, okay, that could be also. But I'm saying
the same shot, just worded in.
Yeah, in other words, are we saying the same thing? I'm saying David's basically saying we're saying the same thing. Either you can't get to it practically, I don't want to make it a kimta, or I'm just saying that you're not going to be able to measure precisely. Because lamaisa, you're going to look at it from here, you can't get up there, it's a combination of the both, everyone's saying a good nakuda. It's really a combination of the same answer. You can't get up there, and therefore you're going to survive, you're going to surmise it wrong. That's the pshat in the Gemara. You're saying good too, Avram. Okay, very good. David, excellent. Okay. Yes, Mayor, go ahead.
Another answer to this question is that you can't measure, you have to look at both the schach and the air because it's a percentage. You're comparing the air to the schach.
Right.
50% schach, you can't 50% until you see what you're comparing it to.
Right. Well, I guess you can measure from one width of the sukkah to the other and see how much schach's there. That's what I was thinking, you know. But I think you have to say a combination of both. You can't get up there, and since you can't get up there, you're not going to be able to surmise it well. That's what you have to say. Okay? Yes, Yehuda.
Shouldn't it be possible either way, though? Because we have to be 100% certain that it is kosher. So in a case where it's 50-50, you're not going to be 100% sure. So it can be possible either way.
No, but what are we saying in corner of a time? What are we saying in corner of a time? When you're up there, you can measure exactly. That's milmala.
Then according to Rashi.
According to Rashi, you're asking, though, what? According to Rashi,
if you're looking at the ground, you're not 100% sure what the difference is.
We assume it's exact. We assume the physics is exact. Yes, that's why I said the day before, it's 51 to 49. It will not override it. It might tie it, but it won't override it. Absolutely. It's a good kasha, but that's a shot. We assume that's the case. Yes, Donnie?
I'm a little confused. So, Rabbi Tam pretty much told that they don't have an effect on each other.
I couldn't hear you. What? Rabbi Tam what?
Would hold that they don't have an effect on each other, the top and the bottom. Meaning if they're 50-50 on top, therefore it's kosher?
No, again, I want you to get this clear. Rabbi Natan says, Mamal Matas, where is the guy measuring it from? Is he on a ladder? Then it's going to be precise, and therefore, even if it's 50-50, it's Kshera. If he's looking from the bottom up and measures it inexactly, so he's going to measure it wrong because he surmises that there is less airspace than there really is. There really is more. So if he thinks it's 50-50, it's really 51 to 49 where it's the shock, and therefore it's Psula. Because it's Doman, because his eyes plays games with them regarding what? Regarding what airspace. And he cannot measure the schach, he can't get up there. So therefore, what by definition we're saying, he might try to be able to precisely measure the schach, he can't. Can't get to it, as Mayer said, because you always got to compare it with something that's open and intangible, so you're never going to get it exactly. Because you're right, you have to compare it. It's a good clue to what you're saying. What'd you say?
So if we're using our made atomic sheet, then there's no way we're going to get a proper measurement.
That's what he's saying. Correct. That is what he's saying. That is correct. Okay. Now I want to try to answer the two kashas. Can't leave Rashi hanging. Rabbi Natan had two good kashas, no? What were the two kashas, Rabbi Natan? Number one, the way Rashi set it up is that what? What did Rashi set it up? That if it was exactly 50-50, if it exactly was on the top, what did Rashi say? If it was 50-50 on the top, there's going to be more sunlight on the bottom. You look on the bottom with Jacob, what's it in? It's psula, right?
Yeah.
Point of Rashi, it's 50-50 on the top, the sun expands on the bottom, therefore it's psula. But I thought 50-50, Rav Papa says is mutter, by the case of Shabbos. Yes? How are you going to get out of that? So I want you to get this. You know, bless you, you know 50-50 will be good? When it's schach psul and schach sheira. When it's schach psul and schach sheira, it'll be mutter. Write it down, guys. But if it's 50 schach and it's 50 avir, they say this from the Bali Musar. Avir is worse than what? Than schach psula. Because you're not bringing anything. Bring some energy at least. It's like the Rav gave Musar to Dr. Lamb. Dr. Lamb told us. The Rav would say to Dr. Lamb, he didn't call him Dr. Lamb at that, call him by his first name, but I can't call him by his first name. So Dr. Lamb, the Rav used to give Musar to Dr. Lamb. He said, you know the problem with you is? You only bring your Yetzah Tov in this year. You don't bring your Yetzah Hara. What do you mean to say that? You put more effort into it, man. I don't know if he said man either, the Rav, but he said put more effort into it. Put your whole kochos into it. And look what he became. He became the Nasi. Became the president of the yeshiva. He saved the yeshiva. The Siyata Dishmaya. He was going to go bankrupt. He told us that story. He was about to sign the papers in a law firm in the mid-70s. Why he was going to go bankrupt. And he said he couldn't do it. He just could not do it. He said he couldn't do it. He was not going to sign the papers. He said, you know what, wake up the governor. He told the one of the board members who happened to be a former congressman, he said, wake up the governor. He said, he's sleeping. He said, I don't care, wake him up. The governor of New York. Yeah, Governor Kerry. And the Governor Kerry called the president of the banks and they got all the loans. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. So the Rav said to Dr. Lamb, he said, you bring a Yetzer Tov, like the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? If a guy feels violent, what should he be? You be a Shoichet. Be a Shoichet. Not a mass murderer, God forbid. Be a Shoichet. Channel your energy, should it be good. That's why the Bali Musar say that, I want you to get this down. Schach, half Schach Kosher, half Schach Pasul is Mutter. It's Kshera. But if it's half Schach Kosher and Avir, what do you bring? There's nothing. Avir's worse. Do you understand what I'm saying? Avir's worse. You're not bringing anything to the table. Do you understand my connection, Matthew, with the Musar? At least it's Schach. It happens to be Pasul Schach. But at least it's Schach. You follow me, Dovi? But the Avir is nothing. What's the shear of Avir also? Shear, I think, of Avir is what? What's the shear of Avir? There's a difference between three Tvachim and four Tvachim in the Halacha. We have to check the shear for tomorrow. The power of the Psul of Avir is more powerful than Schach Pasul. When you have to measure when it's mixed together. To the Bali Musa, give this answer. So please get this down. So what's the answer to Tosis Kasha? Rashi will say, don't bother him from parts what? Parts Gomed is Mutter. Parts Gomed is Mutter in what case? Half, get it down, Yehuda. Half Schach Pasul. Yoni, get it down. Half Schach Pasul, half Schach Kosher. That's when it's Mutter. Rush. The Rush gives this answer. Please get this down. No, but it's talking about Avir, Lamaisa. It's the same thing, Lamaisa. It's Avir. What's it coming from the sunlight? From the Avir, Avram. It's the same thing. It's not Schach Pasul that's attached to the ground or metal. It's all the same thing, Schach Pasul. Please get that answer down. You got that? Yosef. When you say parts Gomer is Mutter, it's only by what? Schach Kosher, Schach Pasul. But if you're talking about half, Matthew, you got this down? This is what the Rush says to answer the first Kash on Rashi. Again, you got to get this. What was the Rabbeinu Tam's Kash on Rashi? The way Rashi set it up is that 50-50 on top is Psula because it expands on the bottom, there's more sunlight. But parts Gomer is Mutter, we said. Yes? So how do you answer that? No, Rashi says, parts Gomer says the Rush is only when it's what? When it's 50 schach pasul, 50 schach kosher. But it's 50 schach kosher and the rest of it is airspace. What's the din? It's psula. And I gave you a shtickle musar with this, right? You see, avir is worse than what? Avir is worse than schach pasul. At least you bring something to the table, right? That was the musar that Dr. Lamb was given. Okay? And we have to, the shear of it is more, the shear of arba tfachim, we have to see. How do you answer the second kasha? Matthew, you got to get this down. The Rush says this. The Rush says this. The answer up for Rashi. What's the second kasha? What's the second kasha? From the coins. Yeah, the coins is not true. The Gemara says a kedushin that what? An istara is a half, is less than a wazuz. No, says the Rush. Depends which coinage. The copper coins, a sell is less than what? The istara is less than a zuz. But in silver and gold coins, fakert. The istra is more than the zuz. So he says it depends on different coins. So the Rosh answers both kashas that Rabbeinu Tam asks on Rashi. Oh. Both kashas. Oh. Hashtadas is lahachi. Hashtadas lahachi means what? Now that we arrived at this nakude. Now we go back, guys. What was the second day of our taisus? Let's go, guys. What was the second day of our taisus? 4.1 is good. Because as long as you have a little bit of what? As long as you have a little bit of shade, it's fine. From where? From the schach. I don't care about the other shade from the walls. So let's now compare our taisa and bezim and beis to this whole sugya. To this whole sugya, lemais. So, you know what? If you fit it in with the Rabbeinu Tam, even though our taisa doesn't say Rabbeinu Tam, but you know what? I think it works just like this. What is the sugya in Chaf Beis talking about? What is it pitting? What versus what? Shade versus sunlight, correct? What is our Tosis talking about? Different types of shade. Shade of wall and shade from schach. So when it comes to sunlight and shade, the Rabbeinu Tam says, what? Well, it depends where what? Are you measuring from the top or are you measuring from the bottom? But everyone agrees, don't get me wrong, it's Mishnayis, that there has to be more shade than sunlight. It's a Mishnah. You need more shade than sunlight. And when it's equal, the Rabbeinu Tam says, well, it depends. If you're measuring from the top, it's kosher. If you're measuring from the bottom, your eyes play this game through its puzzle. Yes? So the sugya there is pitting sunlight with shade. But what does Rav Zeira and Rav Huna bring to the table? Our sugya. What does Rav Huna and Rav Zeira bring to the table? This is what they say in the yeshivas. What does Rav Huna and Rav Zeira bring to the table? They say that granted there's got to be more shade than sunlight. But as long as you have some shade from the schach, I don't care if most of the shade is from what? It's from the walls. The bottom line, as long as you have a shemitz, you have a little bit of shade from the schach, that's enough. That's what our second day in Taisus holds. The sugya in Chaf Beis discusses what? You need more shade than sunlight. But within shade, says Reb Zeira and Reb Huna, you know what? There has to be shade from schach. A little bit. I don't care if it's inundated with shade from walls. As long as there's a little bit of shade from sach, it's certifiably kosher. That's the chiddush I want to bring out to you guys. Please get this down. That's what Rav Zeira and Rav are adding on. And it works out very, very beautiful. Because if you have 4.1 and you build a sukkah 25 amas high, isn't 95% of the shade from the wall? I don't care if 5% of it is from the sach, that's fine. That's all you need. And the first day in our taste says, I'm sorry, it's not true. You need to have a cheshbon, you need a ratio, and the shade has to be from what? From the schach and not from the walls. So that's the sugya and Chaf Beis. Don't get me wrong, Reb Zeira and Rava guys, sorry, Reb Zeira and Vuno, were not the first Amoraim that discovered America. They weren't the ones who first discovered Tzel. It's in the Mishnayis, Daf Beis and Daf Chaf Beis. But when you talk about the shade, you talk about the shade that's talking about comparing it within the what? Talking about within the pitting the shade versus the sunlight. But Donnie, what I want to bring out is that Reb Zeira Reb Huna said, within that shade, I want you to know that it, according to the second day in our Tosos, it doesn't have to be what? It doesn't have to be fully shade from the schach. It can also be inundated with walls. As long as I have a little bit, that's enough. That was the Chiddush Reb Zeira and what? And Reb Huna. The first day in Tosos says, I'm sorry. You need shade that is directly from what? From the schach. And if it's shade directly from the schach, then what? Then it's fine. Halacha l'maaseh. I cannot have any shade from the walls. Now, if you'd ask me, I was just thinking, if you'd ask me, which 2 days of Taisus, which would we paskin like? Let me ask you, in Lomdus, what do you think fits Rav Zeira's mocker better? What was Rav Zeira's mocker from? A pasuk where? Pasuk where? In Yeshayahu. Excellent, Marty. And what was the pasuk discussing? A canopy. That Hashem's going to make a canopy itself for the tzaddikim. And the pashup shot of the pasuk is that the tzel is coming exclusively from what? What is the tzel coming exclusively from over there? The schach. So if you'd ask me, I think the first day in Taisus fits the makor of Rav Zeira and Rav Huna better than the Chiddush Nifla of the second day of Taisus. Because you think that second day in Tosfos, the Pasuk in Navi was just saying, oh, most of the shade is going to be from the wall, but as long as they have a little bit of shade from the tzel, it's sukkah l'tzel, and that's a chuppah. You know what I mean? It doesn't fit as well. Do you hear what I'm saying? To fit it back in the mucker, I would have said more mistaber like the first day in the Tosfos. Okay? Now, everyone asks me, what do we pass on Lech L'maisa? It really holds no water. Because why? No one held like who?
Reb Zeira.
No Rishonim held like Reb Zeira. Excellent. Rov Rishonim held like Rava. Amir Rishonim held like who? Rava. No one held like Reb Zeira. But Rebbe, you mean to tell me there's no concept of shade in the Masechta? What are you talking about? What do we do with the Pnei Yeshua on Sunday morning? From 9:30 to 10:30? What do you point out? We had Daf Chesim in Beis. Remember that? It's got to be Sucha Kilchus Kitzel. And we had Daf Yud Beis. Remember the bundles? It's got to be made for shade. So shade is an accepted concept in the Masechta. But what are Reb Zeira and Rav Huna bring to the table? That it has to be what? From the schach and not the what?
Not
the walls. And we're highlighting that today with this whole shtickle tire that we're saying. That Chav Beis pits the shade versus the sunlight. Rav Huna and Reb Zeira say within the shade, what does it have to come from? According to the second day in Tosfos, it could be 95% from the walls, as long as you have a little bit from the schach. First day in Tosfos, it has to be exclusively from the schach. And we're saying that first day in Tosfos seems to fit the marker better than the second day. Second day, the fit is good. First day, it fits very well that it's considered to be a canopy, halacha l'maisa. Okay, one last din, we were Rosh Hashanah. I don't think we mentioned it, l'maisa. On Rosh Hashanah, a shofar, we got a lot to talk about shofar, and a lot about Rosh Hashanah. Shofar has to come from a kosher animal or not.
Kosher.
Ron has a suffix. Cannot come from a cow, because that reminds you of the Egel Azav. That's for sure possible. The Mishabruh quotes a Ron and says, I'm not sure. If you have no other shofar, you can use it from a what? From a deer. Or you could use it from a rhinoceros. It's not kosher. Deer is kosher, but you don't say it with a bracha. We have to be masber. Why? Because Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah need kosher. Tashmisha Kedusha. What's Tashmisha Kedusha? Hashem's name's written on it. Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah. Tashmisha Mitzvah, Hashem's name's not written on it. Like Sitzis, like Lulav. So therefore, he's not sure. Okay, having a wonderful day, guys. Tomorrow we continue B'zrat Hashem. Tomorrow we get to the Sugya of Chinuch. Then we got to get Rosh Hashanah.